Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're bringing to a close our discussion of what it means to have the uncreated eternal life of God in us because we're born of God through the new birth, because we're in union with God through Jesus, and we're branches of the vine, and now have in us the very same life by which Jesus lived and walked when he was on this earth to enable us to live and walk as he walked. In us, in our spirit, is the uncreated life in God himself. And whatever is in that life is in us now. God works in us and through us. God doesn't work on us from the outside. He works in us. And the potential is there for what's on the inside of us to show up on the outside, in our mind, in our emotions, and in our physical body. But the key is knowing what's in there and believing what's in there. So we've spent a lot of time looking at what the Bible says about what we are and what we have in our spirit because we're born of God. And we've also spent a lot of time talking about what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. The Apostle Paul made that statement about walking by faith and not by sight in the context of experiencing outward demonstration of the uncreated eternal life of God within. Most people walk by sight and not by faith, but they don't know it. To walk by sight means to base what you believe and how you act on what you see and how you feel. To walk by faith means to base what you believe and how you act on what God says, despite what you see and despite what you feel. And a cardinal example of walking by sight is the generation that God delivered from bondage in Egypt and led to the edge of the promised land or Canaan. They refused to enter the land because they saw walled cities and giants and formidable obstacles. They put what they could see over what God said. God said, "I am with you, and I will fight for you, and I will bring you into the land." But they couldn't see that, and they didn't feel it in the moment, so all that went out the window, and they based what they believed about their situation and how they acted in their situation on what they could see and feel. But two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, they assessed the situation. They saw exactly what everybody else saw. They saw the walled cities and the giants, but they assessed their situation not in terms of what they could see and feel, but in terms of what God said. God said he was with them and he would bring them into the land. So Joshua and Caleb said, "We can enter that land. We can take our enemies." Out of all the multitude of people at the edge of Canaan that day, only two entered in. The two that based what they could, that based what they believed, not on what they could see, but on what God said. They walked by faith and not by sight. Now, we've been emphasizing that the faith that accesses the unseen power of God is more than commitment to the Lord or sincerity. We've talked a lot about the original disciples of Jesus. They were fully committed to the Lord. They left all to follow him, and all but one died a martyr's death. But as you read through the Gospels, you see Jesus regularly chastised them for lack of faith. And when you read what they did, you see that what they did was they put what they could see and feel above God, what God had said, just what Israel did. Now, Israel, they were committed to the Lord. They followed the Lord. When we turn back to Exodus chapter 15, we see a joyous victory celebration had by them when the Red Sea closed over the Egyptian army and that formidable force was destroyed right before their eyes. Chapter 15, most of the chapter, describes this wonderful celebration they had. They sang a song declaring that God had delivered them from Egypt. as he had promised. They proclaimed that fear would take hold of their enemies in Canaan because God was with them. They professed that by the power of God, they would enter the land. And then, when the presence of God began to move, remember, we said, and if you've read it, you know this, God manifested his presence to them as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And they followed that cloud. When it moved, they moved. So they followed the Lord. They were committed. They came out of Egypt. They went with him and they followed the cloud. And then here we are on the other side of the Red Sea, having this wonderful victory song, and everything they said was absolutely right. God had defeated their enemies. And they, by the power of God, the same power that defeated the Egyptians, they would enter the land of Canaan. In fact, their enemies would be so afraid of them before they ever got there, they'd be like dead men. Well, that's exactly what happened. The people in Canaan heard about Israel and their God before they ever got there, and were terrified before Israel ever got there. The problem was this wonderful victory song that they've sung, and the fact that they're following the cloud on the way to Canaan, none of it's faith. None of it's faith. It's all sight. See, when they were able to see and feel the Lord's power and help, they believed it. They saw him defeat Egypt, so they believed that he would defeat their enemies. When they were, let me say this. It's kind of like us, many of us. When we're in church and it's been a great service and you can just feel the power of God, a lot of goosebumps, and they sang your favorite worship songs today, it's easy to believe that God is your strength and you're more than a conqueror through him who loved you. But once you get outside the door and drive home and real life hits you, it all goes out the window. Why? Because you believed it in church based on what you could see and feel. And when you were outside of church, back in real life, and you could no longer see or feel it, it all went out the window. See, faith that accesses the power and provision of God celebrates before the Red Sea parts. When Israel got to the edge of the Promised Land, they based what they believed about their situation on what they could see. That's exactly what they did. On the other side of the Red Sea, after their enemies had been defeated, they believed it then, absolutely. But you got to believe it before you see it. See, when we examine Israel's journey from Egypt to Canaan, we find that they had a well-developed habit of walking by sight and not by faith. They actually walked by sight all the way to Canaan. Now, we could do a whole week and just look in detail at what they did, but let me give you one example. The journey to Canaan involved traveling through a desert wilderness. That means water's going to be an issue. Enough water to drink is going to be an issue. In their first 3 days of travel, they saw no water. Now, this is at the end of Exodus chapter 15. They have this marvelous victory celebration in verses 1 down to verse 21. And then verse 22, they start their journey toward Canaan. And they travel 3 days and they find no water. Well, on the third day, they finally reach water, but it's undrinkable. Exodus 15, verses 23 through 24 tell us that they began to complain. Now, what is complaining? Complaining is the voice of the senses. It talks only about what it sees and how it feels about what it sees. They began to complain. They talked about what they could see and how they felt about what they could see. What are we going to do? There's nothing to drink. Oh, my Lord, we're going to die out here. Now, God did not expect them to deny what they saw, but surely somebody in the crowd could have recounted how just 3 days ago God had parted the Red Sea for them. Surely this undrinkable pool of water would be no problem for him. Or somebody else could have reminded them that God said he brought them out of Egypt to bring them into Canaan. So surely he wasn't going to let them die of thirst here. But nobody brought that up. Now, God helped them anyway. He told Moses how to deal with the situation. But as we study their story, we see that they complained about everything all the way to the Promised Land. Now, what if on the way to Canaan, they had continued to sing their victory song, continued to proclaim God's word that he had promised to fight for them and defeat their enemies and bring them into Canaan victoriously? Well, it would have built their confidence or their faith in what he had promised them. But instead, they talked about what they could see and how they felt about what they could see. And they built their confidence in what they could see or their faith in what they see. If they had sung that victory song all the way to Canaan, when they saw those walled cities and giants, they wouldn't have been moved by what they saw and felt. They would have believed what God had said, and then they would have experienced all he intended them to have. Only Joshua and Caleb did that. To walk by faith, your view of reality has to change. Faith is not sincerity or a technique that will solve your immediate problem. It is an action that comes out of your perception of reality. You can't believe what you don't know to be true. You have to become persuaded of the reality of what you're trying to believe. Then it is easy or natural to believe. See, Paul knew that he was a conqueror because of or through his union with Christ. He knew that that reality made him bigger than anything that came against him. Now, Paul, in Romans 8:37, where he said that he was more than a conqueror, through Christ who strengthened him. In verse 38, he said, I have come through a process of persuasion to a settled conclusion that I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me. The word persuaded in the Greek means to convince by argument. Paul had come to a place of full persuasion or faith through a process. It's a process to get to the point where you believe what God says above what you see and feel. Our view of reality was totally shaped by our physical senses prior to conversion. It takes time and effort to expose our doubt and unbelief and reshape our view of reality. We get constant input from our physical senses, and we've got to learn to counteract it with the truth of God's word. Be aware of where you're getting your information. Am I basing what I'm believing right now on what I see or feel, or am I basing it on what God says? We all talk to ourselves all the time, just like Israel did on the way to Canaan. Learn to talk about what God says and not just about what you see and feel. Build your faith in the fact that God is in you and wants to produce fruit in and through you. Take time to think about the things we've discussed over these past several weeks. Become persuaded of reality as it truly is. You are much bigger on the inside than the outside because God is in you.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.